And so we're in a time where that's accelerating on the planet, and thus our prayers need to accelerate. So we want to bring to your attention a couple situations so that we can honor these people and pray for the church there. Go ahead, guys. So,
hello.
Here we go.
So when we were praying this morning, Chris was sharing with me about, he's been reading the book from the Voice of the Martyrs founder. What's the guy's name? Richard Wurmbrand. And he was a Jew from, and so anyways, Chris was just sharing a few of the stories of his suffering and persecution in old Romania, Russia area. Mm-hmm. And the Lord was just stirring on my heart about how addicted I am to my comfort, and even to the fact of, you know, Sam shared, there we go, some stories about North Korea, yeah, a while back, yeah. And you know, we hear the act of persecution, the 21 guys, Christians, that were beheaded over overseas, and we hear all these things, and they can become a little overwhelming to us. I know I heard a few people talking about how I don't want to hear about stuff like that. It's not nice. Why would the Lord let something like that happen? And da 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 da. And the fact of the matter is I know in my own heart the Lord convicted me this morning about being addicted to comfort, that these men and women are loving Jesus more than their own lives. They're seeing the glory and the worth of Jesus and his name more than their own lives and their own families. You know, and there's something to that. There's something that you know, I get a flat tire and I'm like, God, where are you? You hate me now. You know what I mean? And they're being put in prison and persecuted, and so just was really stirred this morning with Hebrews 13 that it says to remember those who are in prison as if you were there with them, and those who are mistreated, because we are also in the body. And there's a connectedness that, yeah, we're not overseas and we're not having to deal with the persecution of the church or the underground church in China and the things that have happened in the past and the things that are happening today. We're not dealing with that right now, but the rest of the body is. And we're connected to them, right? One body with one head, who is Jesus. We're being built up one another into Jesus. And so I wanted Chris to share a few of those stories, and then we're going to pray for the persecuted church.
I just started reading the book about 2 days ago, and I've been severely convicted by it already. I mean, almost brought me to tears several times. And I'll just start out by saying that this gentleman was living under the communist rule in Romania, and they brought in all the churches together, the communist government did, and had them stand up and one after another renounce their faith over communism. He was there with his wife, and his wife leaned over to him and said, "You better stand up for Jesus." And he looked at her and said, "You know that if I do, you will lose your husband." And she said, "I would rather lose my husband than live with a coward for a husband." And so it starts like that. And then the whole time, he starts an underground church with many other disciples, and they're working against the Russian government. And he gets kidnapped and is imprisoned for 5 to 8 years multiple times. And then all the things that happen in the prison is the atrocities, the tortures and everything like that. These people are being tortured to death, beaten slowly over 2 week periods, starting from their feet up to their head. And they're crippled and they can't move. And they're beaten to the point where they just die from it. But they slowly beat them to death. There's other times where they hang them on crosses, but they lay them down. And then the rest of the people that are in the prison use the bathroom on them. And then they raise them up after that and mock them and mock Jesus. And the whole time all this stuff is going on, the Christians are praying outwardly for their persecutors the whole entire time. And they don't, not many of them recant their faith. They stay strong. They pray for each other. They preach the gospel in the prison. They keep each other strong. And then a lot of the Russians that are, the persecutors come to faith through it. And I've just started reading it 2 days ago, and it's just amazing.
Powerful. So Ryan is going to pray, and we're going to stand and pray in a moment. Thank you, Chris, for that. That's a little slide into what has gone on and will continue to go on. But when I'm praying for these guys, and I hope this will become part of your regimen as disciples, to pray for the suffering church in the earth, because it's pretty radical what's going on. But I'll pray a couple of things, and I wanted to ask you to include this, if you could. But I'll pray for them to be released, send an angel, you know, open the prison door, release them from it, if you will. But if that's not your will, then give them endurance to go through it with faithfulness. And the Holy Spirit's always faithful to do such a thing. And then I really try to ask that the Lord would touch my spirit with the same kind of zeal and endurance and clarity that is on these people. Because they are locked in. They had made the decision to follow Christ and to deny saving their life to be with Him. And I really want that to touch me, because I'm overwhelmed by the pettiness of what can upset me at times and what can worry me. And I don't think the Lord wants us just to feel guilty about that, but I do think He wants to transform us. So I'm asking for all of us Westerners who live in relative luxury with lots of choices, that the Holy Spirit would touch our hearts with that kind of faithful zeal in the midst of our particular warfare as we go forward. So let's all stand, if you don't mind, in honor of the great ones in the earth. These people, oh, they're the great ones in the earth. Their picture's not everywhere. They're not famous. But they are the great ones in heaven, I'm telling you, that are shedding their blood along with Jesus. And so let's pray for them. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Father, we just, we agree. Lord, I pray that You would teach us to
yes.
pray. Lord, we ask that You would teach us to remember those who are in prison as if we were there with them.
Yeah.
To remember those who are mistreated, Lord. Mm-hmm. Lord, I just pray that You would put our hearts in perspective.
Yes.
Lord, that I pray against any condemnation or
yep.
guilt from the enemy about not doing this, Lord. And even not wanting to do this, Lord, I pray that You would change our hearts, Lord, that we our hearts would long for what You long for, that our hearts would break for what Your heart breaks for.
Yes.
We would love what You love and hate what You hate,
yes.
Lord. We lift up our brothers and sisters in the body,
yep.
Lord, who are today, right now, in the midst of persecution
mm-hmm.
and suffering for the name of Jesus.
Yes.
They carry the same name that we carry, Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and we pray for them. Lord, I agree with what Sam said. Lord, we pray that if it be Your will, that You would release them, that You would send power and release them, that
yes.
You would change the hearts of their persecutors,
mm.
that You would turn them towards You, Lord, towards the glory of who You are. You would reveal Yourself to them.
Mm.
And we pray, Lord, we pray for those that are in the midst of it. Lord, we pray for endurance for
yes.
them.
Yes.
I pray that You would fill them with Your presence, Father, that Your presence would abide with them, Lord, that Your righteousness, peace, and joy would fill them.
Yes.
In the midst of suffering beyond imagination,
mm-hmm.
they would be filled with Your joy and Your peace.
Amen.
I thank You, Jesus, that You give us peace, not like the world gives
yes,
peace.
Yes, that's right.
And so we pray for our brothers and sisters, Lord. We pray for encouragement and endurance.
Yeah.
We pray that they would value and continue to value the worthiness of Your name,
mm-hmm.
Jesus, above everything else. And I pray, Lord, that as we pray now together, You would even begin to shift in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
That You would give us a zeal and a value for the glory of Your name, Jesus.
Yes.
Even in our Western comfortable houses and comfortable jobs and comfortable cars.
Mm.
Lord, we're standing here in the city of El Dorado praising Your name without fear of any type of persecution or repercussions at all.
Mm.
Lord, I'm not going to lose my job for praying in Your name right now.
Mm.
I'm not going to lose my kids or my wife. I'm not going to be beaten or thrown in prison because I'm praying in Your name, Jesus. But there are places where I would be.
Yeah.
And so I pray, Lord, I pray You would shift our hearts.
Yes.
We would value what You value.
Mm-hmm.
And You would stir our hearts to pray and to partner with You.
Amen.
For Your name on the earth.
Yes.
For the glory of Your name in this earth.
Mm-hmm.
We give You honor and glory and praise, Jesus. You are worthy of our lives.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Your announcement?
Oh, yes.
Speaking.